What generative AI will allow association executives to do is create massive efficiencies within their organization, allowing the people at the association to provide more value. So instead of doing mundane tasks, they can reach out, they can provide more value, more educational opportunities. The tasks that a generative AI system can't do, humans will be able to do. You'll be able to focus more of your time on providing value.
That's another quick preview of what's coming up at the VSAE Annual Conference and a glimpse into this episode of VSAE Connections, an original podcast series focused on the interconnectivity of Virginia's association community, produced by the Virginia Society of Association Executives. I'm Colby Horton, and I'm here with my colleague and co-host, Frank Humada. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Colby.
In the association space, we're all about cultivating relationships. But building those crucial relationships with members can be tough, especially when you're juggling a million things at once. But today, we've got just the thing to help you out. If you're all about leveling up your member service game, but just need a few extra tools to help you out, you're in for a real treat with our guest today. So, Frank, who do we have on tap?
Colby, today we're joined by Sam Richter. Sam is a distinguished speaker renowned for his expertise in digital information. He's known for helping his audience discover the power of online intelligence while building AI and ChatGPT Intel resources to ensure immediate success. Throughout his career, he has crafted innovative programs and technology for both startup companies and for some of the world's most renowned brands. Sam is also the author of the best-selling book, Take the Cold Out of Cold Calling, considered the preeminent publication on finding information online and using it for sales success. And he'll deliver the closing keynote address at this year's VSAE's annual conference held May 5th through 7th in Norfolk.
Sam Richter's keynote presentation is provided courtesy of PK Speakers Bureau. With over 34 years of combined experience, PK Speakers Bureau is a valuable asset for ensuring the success of your meetings and special events. They simplify the event planning process for their clients by being a one-stop solution for speakers, celebrities, and entertainers for keynotes, breakout sessions, and workshops. Their philosophy of fast, friendly service guarantees you'll come back to PK Speakers Bureau again and again. Discover how PK Speakers Bureau can help your next meeting and event at pkspeakersbureau.com. So let's connect with Sam Richter.
Sam, welcome to the podcast. I'm super excited to be here and super excited to be a part of the VSAE conference in a few weeks here now.
Yeah, we're excited to have you join us at, again, the VSAE annual conference in May in Norfolk. We're excited. We're really happy to talk to you, get a good preview of what's coming up in your sessions. And I think we'd like to start with the closing keynote that happens on Tuesday. You're delivering a keynote called Every Yes Begins with a No, Intel Secrets for You to Grow Your Organization. Can you give us just a brief overview of what that keynote is all about?
Yeah, so every yes begins with a no. And because I can't hold up a sign here, it's no with a K, meaning know more about the other person. And in an era where we're just all bombarded with so much information all of the time, where it gets overwhelming, I'm sure everybody listening is just tired of irrelevant messages. So it's really the concept here is just tell me what I care about. And in the association world, you have lots of different key constituencies. They're going to all care about different things. So your members are going to care about one thing. Some of your members might care about certain issues versus other members. Your sponsors certainly have different careabouts. So how do we learn about the other person before we send an email, before we do a social media connection, before we pick up the phone, before we meet in person? Because at the end of the day, people are massively passionate about themselves. And if we sit and talk about our association, here's what we do, here's all the, nobody cares, but they massively care about themselves. So the theoretical concept is how do we understand the other person better? And then where this presentation is incredibly unique is I'm going to teach you the how to do it. How do you actually use Google, LinkedIn, other websites on the invisible web that no one's ever heard of before to find that information? So the first words out of your mouth are about the other person. So you can align your proposals, your communications with what they care about. So it's really the combination of the theory. And in an hour presentation, maybe the theory is 10 minutes and then it's 50 minutes of how to. And then what's also really cool is all the attendees, are going to get an AI-powered tool that I've developed for them that makes practicing or implementing everything I share really easy and even a little fun.
And during your keynote, you'll talk about how you can use online intel as business and relationship intelligence agents. But for now, can you share some tips and tricks for utilizing online information to build meaningful and authentic connections?
Sure. A very simple one. Before you meet with somebody, before you email them, pick up the phone, try to find an article, something about their company that they care about. Easiest way to do that is there's a website called You Got Intel, YouGotIntel. And there's a lot of really cool features there. Now, full transparency, I created it, but it's completely free. And one of the tools there is called You Got the News. You Got the News allows you to instantly access relevant articles from Google, but Google News misses a lot. And so there's a little feature there called Extended News, which will also search local newspaper articles, trade journals, industry journals, press releases, social media posts. Find something about the other person that they care about. Maybe the company won a new award or a new account, or they added a senior staff member. Make sure the first words out of your mouth are about them. Now, the other thing you must do, and hopefully this is pretty obvious, but a lot of people forget, and that is go to the person's LinkedIn profile. And when you're on their profile, try to find something that's interesting. And it could be as simple as, look where they used to work. Oh, hey, I know somebody at that company. But usually I like to scroll down to the bottom. Where did they go to school? What activities were they involved in? If somebody has on their LinkedIn profile, play Metallica in a weekend tribute band, why would they put that on their LinkedIn profile? Because they're passionate about it. So ask them about it. Say something like, hey, I was on your LinkedIn profile and I couldn't help but notice, but you play in a Metallica tribute band. I never really thought that a senior executive, a CEO of a thermoplastics company might be doing that. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Let the other person talk about what they're passionate about.
I love that advice, because don't we all like to talk about ourselves and our passions? And what you're talking about here and what it appears you'll be talking about during these sessions is it's really all about relevancy. It's really all about personalization. So could you provide an example or two of how businesses or associations can effectively use information to stand out and offer hyper-personalized and customized value?
Sure. So one of the concepts that I'll be sharing is a concept called sales triggers. A sales trigger is what's going on in the other person's world where they actually want to hear from you today. So an example of that, and this is an example I give in the program, if I call you, Colby, right now and say, hi, this is Sam from Sam's Roofing Company. I'd love to come out and give you a free estimate for a new roof. Delete, hang up, go away. Just the same as, hey, you know, I'd like to tell you about our association. We think you should join, or we think you should be sponsoring our next conference. Hang up, go away. Now, using that example, let's say that 2 minutes ago, you just got a text message. Huge hailstorm hit your house. Softball size hails bouncing off the roof. Water's leaking in your kitchen. 5 minutes later, I call, hi, this is Sam from Sam's Roofing Company. I'd love to come out and give you a free estimate. Now I'm your new best friend, right? So that's a sales trigger. So what are the sales triggers for your members, your sponsors, your vendors, all your different constituencies? For example, a sales trigger for an association might be a new company that's relocated to your community. It could be a company that just purchased another company. So maybe they were in one industry, but now they purchased another company, and now that they're in this brand new industry. When you reach out, you need to mention that. Hey, congratulations, I saw that you just purchased Widget Corporation. As you may know, Widget Corporation has been a member of our association. Here's why I think it would be of value to you. And then as you think about your association and all the different member benefits you have, whether that's educational opportunities, conferences, online programs, figure out which ones do you think will be most important to the other person, and then align that. So if you can find those sales triggers, what's going on in the other person's world, why they might want to do business with you today, you're going to be much more successful in your communication efforts.
And Sam, how can our listeners learn more about what's going on inside an organization? In particular, what strategies can they use to build internal relationships?
Sure. That's a great question. Certainly follow the key decision makers on social media. probably LinkedIn is the best one since LinkedIn is fairly business focused. But even on Facebook, companies have Facebook business pages, Instagram business pages. So it's certainly worth following somebody. And then where you can get a lot of, I guess, brand recognition, for lack of a better term, is commenting in a relevant way. And commenting, not just nice post or I agree, but actually add a comment, add something that's valuable to the conversation, engage with the individual. So that's one way to do it. Follow them on social media. Again, you got the news, find some recent articles about them. Another little tip is within You Got Intel, YOUGOTINTEL.com, there's another tool I built called You Got Sites. And I'll be teaching this technique at the program, but there's a little Google technique. It's called Site Colon that allows you to search inside a company's website for specific terms. And especially larger companies, when you look at a company's website, you're basically looking at their marketing brochure. Maybe it's 100 pages long, but large companies might have thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of pages on the internet, but they're just not linked to off of their main website. So with You Got Sites, you could type in a term like association, networking, new business, any of those kinds of terms, and it will search that company's website for those terms.
Excellent. You're providing a lot of great actionable takeaways here. So based on our pre-show discussion, it's our understanding that it doesn't matter if someone has a limited technical ability to get something out of your presentation, which I absolutely love. So how can your presentation benefit individuals with varying levels of technical expertise? And what practical ideas can both tech-savvy and less tech-savvy professionals take away?
I love getting challenged on this, and I almost take it personally. Oh, our association is staffed by young people. They know all this. No, they don't, because within the first 5 minutes, I guarantee you their jaws will be in their lap and they'll be looking at each other like, why didn't I know this before I was in college? Because I would have been a straight A student and had a lot more fun. And then I also hear, oh, Sam, you got to be really careful. All of our members are CEOs in their 60s. They're still using flip phones. I guess I pride myself on making the technical really easy. What I actually will talk about in my program, and I'll use this, I'll say, how many of you remember The Wizard of Oz, right? And there's all this magic going on, and we think of Google and generative AI and YouTube and all this online is like magic. But halfway through The Wizard of Oz, they pull back the curtain, and you see it's this little dude pushing buttons and pulling levers. And really what I teach is the manual way of doing things. I pull back the curtain on The Wizard of Oz because I want you to understand what's going on. But then to make it really easy, I actually give people The Wizard of Oz. So whether that's You Got Intel, or I'll be providing all these attendees with a tool called the Intel Engine. It's an AI-powered tool I developed that basically automates everything that I'm going to manually teach. Again, the reason I teach it manually, and trust me, this presentation is not like a technical presentation. It's all told through stories and examples that are customized to the various associations that will be there. So it'll be very relevant, obviously, but I want to make it really easy and, like I said earlier, fun to immediately implement what you learn from the conference.
I think that's great. Anything that folks can take away and implement right away after the conference is perfect. So we're looking forward to that. We're also looking forward to your Tuesday morning general session address that you've titled Unlocking Your Future, Boosting Associations with Generative AI. And, you know, there's a lot of sessions, a lot of webinars, a lot of articles in the trade press right now about generative AI and associations possibly needing to dive in more, et cetera. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's a new report that was just released by Infotech Research Group that notes that associations lag in AI adoption. So I'm hoping you could give us just a quick preview of what that general session might be about.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the first 5 minutes of the general session I'll be talking about is AI is not generative AI. We always turn on the news, read an article, read a report. Oh, lagging behind in AI. Oh, really? Do you have a spam filter on your email? Guess what? That's AI. Do you have a Roomba vacuum cleaner? Guess what? That's AI. Do you have a thermostat that adjusts when you're out of the home? That's AI. Your refrigerator has AI. Your lawnmower has AI. No, I doubt that they're lagging behind in AI. Where they may be lagging behind is generative AI, which is completely different. AI is rules-based. You program, the creators of the Roomba vacuum cleaner program it that if it bumps into something, back out. Generative AI, by definition, the word generative means that you're going to get a unique result every single time. So unlike a Google search where if I go in and type in, find me an Italian, great Italian restaurants in Dallas, I'll get 7,000 results. Colby, you'll get 7,000 results. Frank, you'll get 7,000 results. Now, they might be ranked differently based on our search history. That's AI, but we all get the same results. If we go in to ChatGPT as an example and say, write me an email to a potential sponsor of our annual conference. We each write the exact same question. We're going to get completely different answers because it generates, it's generative. It creates the information unique every time based on its pre-training data. And so what I talk about in that session is I spend 10 minutes explaining what I just explained. What is this thing and why is it different? And then just like Google, just like the main keynote where we were all given this amazing tool. And how many of you have read, show of virtual hands on this podcast, how many of you have ever read the Google manual? That would be no one, none of you, because there's no such thing. So we're given this tool called Google that no one's ever taught you how to use. So that's what kind of the keynote is. We're given this tool called ChatGPT, or by May, everyone's going to be using Copilot because it will be embedded into Microsoft, or Gemini embedded into Google. We'll be using these tools, but no one's ever really taught us how to use them. I'll be sharing what they are, how to effectively use them, and then I'm going to, again, give you the Wizard of Oz. I want you to understand what's going on, but I'm going to show you some built-in tools that are already part of ChatGPT, Gemini, Copilot, that make it much easier to get the results that you want because it's not magic that's going on. Generative AI is really just a sophisticated prediction and probability engine. And if you leave things to chance, that's what you're going to get. If you understand how to craft a good prompt, you're going to get some amazing results. The other nice thing is there's a lot of third-party companies. It seems like there's 1,000 of them every day that come out with a new Wizard of Oz, a new product that makes using these tools much easier. So I'll be discussing those specifically for the association world. What are some generative AI tools as it relates to operations, primarily customer support, but other tools for operations as well, marketing. How can you create massive efficiencies in your marketing and sales? How can you use these tools to create massive efficiencies in your sales efforts? I think that's where the big win is going to be for associations. It's not replacing humans. What generative AI will allow association executives to do is create massive efficiencies within their organization, allowing the people at the association to provide more value. So instead of doing mundane tasks, they can reach out, they can provide more value, more educational opportunities. The tasks that a generative AI system can't do, humans will be able to do. You'll be able to focus more of your time on providing value. Long-winded answer, sorry, but as you can tell, I get a little bit excited about this.
As do, I think, the association execs who will be at this conference as well. It's something that we're all just wanting to know more and more about, how to use generative AI to help us enhance member engagement, as you mentioned, help with operations, help with our sales tactics. So great session. Can't wait to listen to that one.
Yeah, and I'll be talking in the keynote as well. I'll be sharing some generative AI tools and certainly AI-powered search resources. You'll definitely want to attend both. I'm not one of these keynote speakers that climbed Mount Everest naked and saved a cat on the way down and you're going to get 3 leadership principles, right? You're going to walk out with 50 ideas, but more important, you're going to walk out with tools that allow you to implement those ideas. And that's what I do for all of my audiences. I always create these highly custom resources because I want attendees to walk out saying, not only was that a great keynote, humorous, fun, motivating, inspirational, but my goodness, that was the most practical, real take-home value I've ever received from any program. That's my goal.
That's a great preview. And if anyone can help me find a great Italian restaurant in Dallas, please let me know because I'm struggling here. Sam, you present your keynotes all over the globe. What's getting you excited about being in Virginia for VSAE's conference?
The one thing I really love is I'm talking to my colleagues in a sense, right? Obviously, all the attendees have seen some of the best speakers in the world. So to me, it's like the Super Bowl for me. I got to be on. I used to play football at a pretty high level. And being on stage is the closest thing to replicating that because you can't mess up. And unlike in sports where if I do screw up, I've got 10 other guys on my team that got my back. On stage, I don't have that. It's all me. I've always said to myself, I'm not always going to hit a home run, but if I ever hit a triple or a double, time to retire. This one, it's got to be a grand slam on both of these presentations. And so it just excites me. It jazzes me up because, again, I'm talking to my peers in a sense. These are folks in the industry.
Great. Thanks again, Sam. We appreciate your insights, and we really can't wait to hear these two presentations at our annual conference in May.
I'm super excited and super excited to meet all of the listeners to this podcast. It's going to be a great session. I looked at some of the other speakers, so the agenda of the program, it looks amazing. And so I really encourage everybody to attend.
Excellent. And to our listeners, we hope you can join us for VSAE's annual conference being held May 5th through 7th at Hilton Norfolk, the Maine. Thanks everyone for listening to this episode of VSAE Connections. Join us each month as we continue our conversations with VSAE members and supporters about life, work, and the communities they serve. Be sure to subscribe to our podcasts on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And on behalf of VSAE, I'm Colby Horton with Frank Humata. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time.